And this is your AvWeb AudioCast for Friday, June 27th, 2008 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news service. Brought to you today by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. When diesel engine manufacturer Thielert got into financial and regulatory trouble in Germany earlier this year, the 800 or so owners of aircraft with the engines were left with a lot of unanswered questions and some financial challenges of their own. Dr. Todd House is a founder of the Thielert Engine Owners Group, and he updated AvWeb's Russ Niles on the unsettling situation and the potential options in front of the owners.
He's also founder and CEO of YourJet, which is an air taxi startup in Louisville. I think it's Thielert that we're going to talk mostly about today. Todd, some developments last week and some very unhappy owners, right?
You're correct. The war of words emanating from Thielert has done nothing to reassure the owners. And in fact, it's made matters worse because it increases the confusion.
Why would you describe it as a war of words? My understanding of their latest release was that they're back in full production and offering full warranties on their products.
Well, we in the owners group see that as, well, just that, words, because the question of warranties, for instance, is not answered. What's not written in that press release are the questions that the owners have. If suddenly, 8 weeks ago, warranties are voided on engines or just delivered on airplanes 2 months ago, why now, if they make engines this month, will these engines' warranties be covered? And they're not addressing what is going to happen with the life extension program that's part of the certification process for the Thielert engine that fell under the old warranty. And we don't know exactly the meaning of an EU warranty, what that the meaning of that is, as written in Dr. Kugler's statement. So we think that there's some a lot for public consumption there, but not a lot of substance.
Okay, now you have some Diamond DA-42s, right? They're going to be a part of your air taxi business, right?
That's correct.
So where does that put the air taxi business now with old engines that aren't under warranty, apparently?
Well, we are faced with a number of choices, of course, none of which we wanted to have at this point in time. But nonetheless, there are options for us. We only have one DA-42 currently, having acquired that about 8 weeks ago, and we've had no problems with the Thielert engine. It is at 100 hours now, and it needs the first 100-hour inspection. And then we have the specter of an AAD on the clutches that are in our engine gearboxes that we may have to comply with pretty quickly. That AAD was issued by EASA in Europe about 2 to 3 weeks ago as an emergency AAD, which grounded every airplane with 50 hours on it until they could put the new upgraded clutch in. We expect the FAA to follow with an AD of their own for operators in the U.S., so we have to prepare for that as well. And the clutch, I think, used to cost $500 to replace, but as part of Thielert's reorganization or the insolvency actions, they've raised the prices of the parts astronomically to the point that I think the whole clutch fix is about $2,000 to have the kits and the clutch replaced, and then again, it's only good for 300 hours, as was the clutch that the AD was issued on. So we're faced with a recurring schedule exacerbated by ADs being issued by Thielert and the EASA that adds to the cost because the cost is not a normal cost in the sense of price. The prices have been raised quite dramatically to the point where it's not economically viable or feasible to operate the engines to their 1,200-hour replacement interval.
Okay, well, Diamond is working furiously on this. Are any of the alternatives or options that Diamond is coming up with, A, the Austro engine, which is its own diesel, and B, the retrofit to Lycoming's, either of those acceptable to the majority of owners?
Well, I don't know what the majority of owners would say. I can tell you what I think about that, and we're in a high utilization model with the airplane and the engines. We are satisfied, and the board of the engine, Thielert Engine Owners Group, has been in contact with Diamond, and we have discussed our concerns with Diamond. And I have to say that we're satisfied with Diamond's actions up to this point. and they do have several strategies underway to mitigate the impact on current owners, and they all are aggressive. One, as you mentioned, is the retrofit with the lye combings. That's a very viable option for us should we choose to go that route. They've also asked EASA for the right to manufacture Tealert parts, which they are applying to do right now. You know, they've asked for the ability to do the gearbox inspection and the other inspection schedule for the Tealert engine, and they've made application for that as well. So we're happy on that front that soon it would appear that they would be able to supply us with replacement parts at a reasonable price and also be able to inspect them at a reasonable price. In other words, the Tealert engine would be viable until the Austral was ready and or the lye combings are ready for retrofit. Now, of course, one option is that Tealert would come out of bankruptcy, a viable company with a new investor and everything reorganized and all their financial matters and other things set straight, which would be a great thing because then there would be competition still in the marketplace for these diesel engines. And we certainly would hope for something like that. And then the Tealert engine becomes a non-issue again. I can tell you, having flown the Tealert engine now for 70-something hours in the DA-42, that it's extremely smooth and very responsive and very, very fuel efficient. So I would like nothing better than to have this problem go away and we just keep operating our Tealerts and keep acquiring DA-42s.
Now, as part of the owner's group's strategy to, resolve this, you're taking action on your own. You're trying to be named as a creditor on the on the insolvency. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We hope by signing all the owners of Tealert engines up to our group that we can collect data and put a cost on what is lost in monetary terms with the loss of the warranties and the engine times left on the engines, so that we could, both in numbers of people and in amount of money, petition the court, the insolvency proceedings, to be recognized as a substantial creditor, if not the largest, single largest creditor as a group, so that we would have an ability to influence the proceedings, if not the outcome entirely.
Well, it's an interesting story, and it's one that we've been following closely and will continue to. Thanks for your insight on it today, Doctor.
Well, thank you, Russ.
Dr. Todd House of the Tealert Engine Owners Group. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Learn more at aviationsafetymagazine.com. For breaking general aviation news, as always, log on to www.avweb.com. Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.